lots of people collect things. Sometimes the story of how and why they began collecting is more interesting than the collection itself. That may be the case for Ed Gottwald. His collection is unique, but the story of a wedding gift that went viral is truly remarkable. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
It's hard for Ed Gottwald to remember just how long ago it's been since he was not self-employed.
My last job was in the corporate world for a company called Giant Food Stores of Washington, and I started there when I was 16, I guess.
While working at Giant, he developed a hobby of sorts. It all began the day he got married.
My wedding is February 26, 1967. My wife and I were at our reception, and we had presents, of course, around the table, and opened one present up. It was a little elephant, and my sister-in-law gave it to me. And she's a little strange anyhow. She's wacky like me, so we're a good combination. And I said, "What in the world is this for?" She said, "It's for good luck."
One day later, he and his new bride took their honeymoon to Williamsburg, Virginia.
Down there, I saw some elephants. I bought four more elephants for no really big reason for doing that. And on the way home, I said, "Honey, I'm going to start collecting elephants." And I did, and of course, got out of hand. I mean, everybody I knew gave me an elephant.
Grocery customers learned of his collection and began to bring him elephants they purchased while on vacation.
Our house was a little strange because elephants were everywhere. In the bathroom, everywhere was elephants sitting. And we had guests come in the house, they'd go, "Must like elephants, huh, fella?" You know, I said, "Well, we just have a collection."
That collection just kept on growing. Ed moved to central Pennsylvania and opened his own general store, but he kept thinking about what to do with all of those elephants. What happened next has made Mr. Ed a celebrity and has people driving from states away just to witness it. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Owatonna, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McRae.